aforementioned Glenn Healy of Hockey Night in Canada joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Glenn, actually, before we get to the whole idea of does the team need to be likable, I want to talk about that Dustin Byfuglien hit, because look, we've seen a lot of hits. I think players have generally been a little better behaved this year and are getting it. But man, that was, I agree with Alain Vigneault. I am really surprised that Brown's neck wasn't broken by that cross check. That was vicious, Glenn.
So what do we bring into evidence? The Andre DeVoe hit and say, that was nothing. This is something. For those who haven't seen that one's magnificent.
He's facing possible criminal charges for that.
So the Byfuglien one was nothing. Just a mere flesh wound.
Oh, man.
Very, very vicious, and that's not the way Byfuglien plays. I was somewhat shocked by it because, you know, he's a big guy who a lot of people take runs at.
Mm-hmm.
If you could ever knock the big giant down, boy, it would make every highlight reel. He rarely gets upset, rarely shows any emotion during any of the games. The difficulty is when you look at the precarious situation of that whole organization and whether they get into the postseason, and do you dare suspend their best defenseman and an all-star as you go down the stretch here? It is so tough to deal with that kind of decision. It's going to be difficult for the league to have to come up with an idea of what they do here. And as much as you would say, well, it's easy, it's either suspendable or not, it is difficult to make that call.
Yeah, and I thinking back to the way that game against the Chicago Blackhawks, the game between the Blackhawks and the Jets was played, and I mean, Byfuglien was certainly a physical presence in that game. You're right, he's a tough guy, he's a big guy, eats up a lot of space, but he's generally pretty smart when it comes to things like this. I mean, Glenn, how do you think the league should handle this?
They should handle it the way they handle all of them, with balance and fairness. And if there's a precedent set to with regards to what he's done and it is suspendable, then he should be suspended. And it should be an easy call. But again, the Winnipeg Jets have turned a city around.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Winnipeg now is vibrant, and people are coming from all over the province to watch games. And I was just there. I mean, part of the reason I wasn't on Monday is I was doing the game Sunday. I had to come back on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
This is a situation where everything's turned around for that province based on the fact the team's back. Now they're close to a playoff spot. I mean, it's just everything around the city is about the Jets. So it's going to be very difficult. But it's a suspendable offense,
right?
For sure. Even if it's a game, it's suspendable.
I don't know off the top of my head. Does Dustin Byfuglien have any history at all?
No, that's the thing. It's so, kind of out of character for him.
Yeah, he's not like a repeat offender like Burroughs would be, for example.
No.
Okay.
He's a guy who's pretty much follows the rules, get to the edge, but really never ever gets over it. And even when he plays during games, the last on Sunday, it was one of the first times I've actually seen a motion where he actually talked to somebody on on another bench.
Mm-hmm.
Someone was challenging him from Chicago, and he just kind of looked at the player and said, "Really, you're trying to go me?" First time I've seen him speak. So he's pretty much not that kind of player. And then maybe that goes into it, but this is a tough call because Stefan Kutel, I'm sure he's going, do I really have to deal with this now?
Yeah.
Like, these games matter so much. Why can't we just get down the stretch here? And it is tough to suspend a player when so much is on the line and every point matters. And he's an all-star defenseman.
Speaking of games mattering, the Bruins and the Senators, both Senators especially, picking up big wins in the Eastern playoff race. Of course, the Bruins beating the Panthers, and it looks like Milan Lucic is, I don't know if you'd say he's awoken, but it looks as if he's on a bit of a mission in the past couple of games. But Glenn, I got to ask you about the Senators. They're not going away. They're the Hamburglar's still doing his thing. What are their chances of sneaking in here?
Well, it's going to be tough. Just, that game last night, I don't know if you watched the Boston game, but Roberto Luongo, oh my goodness, did you do yourself a disfavor? Terrible goal late in the hockey game.
The one that kind of rolled up the shaft. And, yeah, that was
5-hole through your legs, minute left to go, and just, the Boston Bruins were in such a precarious situation. They were just about to lose to Florida, and then that's pretty much the dagger for Florida. But really a killer, you know. And Roberto played so well too. I mean, here's a building where you know he could finish a game in when he came to the Stanley Cup Final.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking as I watched the game, I thought, wow, what a change of fate. This guy's a star in this building, and Vancouver fans are probably turning over in their graves thinking, how could he do it now? And late in the game, that was so costly for them. So that really hurts Ottawa. It does. And, you know, I mean, from a selfish standpoint, as a Rogers employee, I want all the Canadian teams in.
Of course.
And that was devastating for the Sens. So you get down to the wire here. You start running out of rope. You're running out of games. You're running out of time. It's been a great story for Ottawa, but I just don't know if there's enough time left in this for them to kind of jump, leapfrog past the Boston Bruins. I just don't think they can do it.
In conversation with Glenn Healy on the Jeff Blair Show. Now, looking at the Leafs, they did beat the Lightning 3-1, but you're starting to hear more and more, and it's not just media people. I mean, I was out on the weekends at a dinner party, and people were talking about just don't like the Leafs. I mean, and it's not just simply Glenn that they're not winning.
Well, I'm not the only one.
No, you're not. Well, hey, everybody thinks you love them. You know that. I always tell people, you know what the best thing about you is? You come on, and I get people sending me emails. How can you have that Leaf shill Glenn Healy on? And I get people sending me emails saying, I don't know why you waste time having Glenn Healy on in a Toronto station. All he does is bag the Leafs. So you're doing it right. But Glenn, honestly, this team is going to – we're looking at a major rebuild here, obviously.
Oh, it's well underway.
At some point – and I don't even know how you do this. Do you sit down and say, let's get somebody in here who looks like they're having fun? Like, we can't go through another year.
Well, you've got basically only 9 players from the opening day roster that are they're playing in your lineup. So you're already well down the road of redoing this thing and revamping this thing. I think the biggest thing for Leaf fans and for, you know, Stephen Brunt wrote a great article about, mm-hmm. you know, the most despised team, so to speak. You just, the salute gate was it for me. When they didn't salute the fans that have supported this franchise for many, many years, the guys that won the Cups in the 60s and paved the road so that players like me could drive on that road, so that players like Phil Kessel could make the money that he makes to drive on that same road. And they built that kind of legacy where every game sold out. It's expected. Fans are going to come, win or lose. It's expected. And then to not salute them because some idiot threw a sweater on the ice. So that's the basis for why you chose not to salute the fans. And then after you chose not to salute them, you lie to those same fans.
Mm-hmm.
It's the captain that does the lying. Pants on fire, Dion. Tell us what you really think. If you're mad enough not to salute them, say, hey, we don't like them. Throw a sweater on the ice. I'm not saluting you. Fine. Okay, then you're mad enough to do that. Then live with the repercussions of it. But it's a group that it's hard to like. And it's a difficult animal with regards to this Leaf team this year. The one thing that I think everybody in Toronto or any city expects is effort.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we saw last night in the game. And that's what we saw late on Saturday in the game against Ottawa. Just effort. You win or lose, probably going to still wear the sweater. My dad bought it for me when I was 5, and I'm a Leaf fan now when I'm 55. But the effort level has to be there. And that's where it hasn't been through the course of parts of the season. And that's where you cheat the fans, and that's why they feel cheated.
Glenn, we've seen James Reimer and Nazem Kadri. I'm going to say rise to the occasion, but they've turned it on a little bit here. I thought Kadri was really, really good last night. Are they part of the future for this team?
No.
You think that's what the water's under the bridge there?
I think that through the course of this year, you've seen enough from Nazem Kadri and his off ice character.
Mm-hmm.
Forget the talent component because he's a talented player. That's one of the reasons they drafted him where they drafted him. I think if you ask the Ottawa Senators if when they went up to Brian Burke and said, are you taking the kid because we'll take him, they're probably pretty happy they didn't take the kid.
Mm-hmm.
There's more to being a player than just having talent. There has to be an intangible side of the ledger that makes you a complete player and makes you a guy who can play in June, and I don't believe he's that kind of player, and I never will. And so if that's the case, and he's not a guy who can play in June, and you go down the road again of giving a player a massive contract based on kind of projection of what he could be. Not what he is now, but what he could be if he really gets his stuff together. And that's not the guy for me. And the same thing with James Reimer. Lovely kid, good goaltender, National Hockey League goaltender for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing that James has been a part of with this organization is all of the collapses. When they collapsed and the 18-wheeler went off the cliff and Ron Wilson got fired, James Reimer was the goalie. When they collapsed against Boston, he was the goalie. When last year Bernier got hurt, he was the goalie. And so for me, that's not the guy that I want moving forward. Good kid, and probably is a serviceable goaltender of the NHL, but not the guy for me when I want to make this thing turn over and have meaningful games when playoffs come.
Mr. Healy, is always good stuff. Great to talk to you.
All right, Jeffrey, enjoy, and hey, we'll have, as this slowly comes to an end, there'll be not much Leaf talk, and people can say that he hates Leafs. No, he loves Leafs. Hates Leafs. Loves Leafs.
You'll still get it. You know you're still going to get it.
Yeah.
You'll still get it. Take care.
Okay, buddy.